Dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Woodbury, W-O-O-D, B-U-R-Y, June 2553. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, a follow-up for Mrs. Woodbury with chronic kidney disease. Unfortunately, still smoking half a pack per day. Last visit in March. She has underlying COPD and prior abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. Denied hospital visits. Denies purulent arterial hemoptysis. No chest pain palpitation. Denies vomiting. GI symptoms, bleeding. Has chronic incontinence, no infection. Other review system negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight the propranolol, amlodipine, clonidine. She remains on Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight stable, 136. Blood pressure by nurse, 150/80. Distant breast sound, COPD, emphysema, but no respiratory distress. No consolidation pleural effusion. No pericardial rap or gross arrhythmia. No abdominal tenderness or gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistry, September, creatinine 1.59. Stable for the last 2-3 years. Representing a GFR 35 stage 3B. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. No symptoms, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Likely secondary to hypertension. She also has a diagnosis of lupus, but there is nothing to suggest active lupus glomerulonephritis. She has also positive anti-cardiolipin antibodies. Previously documented liver cirrhosis, but no complications of ascites, peritonitis, gastrointestinal bleeding, or encephalopathy. She's exposed on Plaquenil, and she goes yearly to eye exam, being negative for toxicity. Unfortunately, smoker with COPD, despite prior abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. I do not see an indication to do a renal biopsy, as at this moment, clinically stable, will not change treatment. Notice the electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus is normal. Hemoglobin high on a smoker person. Continue to follow over time. End of dictation.